Well, good morning. My name is John, and I'm not okay. Really. I've been married for over 28 years to Kathy, and she's not okay. Really. We have four sort of out of the house, in the house, out of the house young adults, and they're not okay. Really. Really, there's a couple of them right there. Wow, but here's the beautiful thing. Here's the beautiful thing. In these 28 plus years, Kathy and I and our children, we have learned to take our not okayness to Jesus and to offer it to Him. And somehow, then we're okay. Because that's what Jesus does. Jesus takes people as they are, where they are, and makes them new. That's the whole point of the video today. That's the whole point of church. And that's what I want to share with you this morning. The beautiful thing is that the more we bring ourselves as we are, our not okayness to Jesus Christ and ask Him to help us and to heal us, we're okay. That's our experience as a family, in marriage, in parenting, in life. We bring our sin and our brokenness to Jesus, and because we believe that He has the answer, that He has the power to bring healing in our hearts, our lives are transformed. It's not just a once and done thing. It's a moment, but it's a journey. It's a moment, but it's a process. Jesus offers life to our living. Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and have it to the full." He also said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." There's so many people in this community running here and there and everywhere. We live next to the elementary school and the junior high school and a bunch of ball fields, and we see people just flying around all over, just about frantic, running after this kid, that kid, every kid. It just seems like people are busy, 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 busy everywhere you look. Isn't that true? Many people are looking for rest. And Jesus offers us rest. "Come to me," He said, "all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Kathy and I are choosing to take Jesus at His word. There happen to be many people around you today who have a similar faith and confidence in Jesus Christ. And this is how we do church every week. Trinity is a place where broken people gather and draw strength from what I call the divine reality. The divine reality is spoken in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says this: "God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." In this community of believers, we are in the habit of inviting Jesus into our brokenness, into our humanness, and asking Him to save us, to heal us, to fill us with the Holy Spirit, to transform our lives. And He has, and He will. Now, don't get me wrong. We still have issues. Some people say that I have more issues than National Geographic. But here's the truth. God is transforming lives here. God is transforming marriages here. God is giving people hope here. And that's a beautiful thing. And so here's what I have to say. Here's what I'm thinking. If that's church, maybe it's time for you to rediscover church, where nobody's perfect, where questions are expected, where beginners are welcome, where forgiveness is offered, and hope is alive. What I'm saying is simply this: there's a place here for you. Come as you are. We're not worried about whether you dress business or casual. We're not checking your... We do ask that you wear clothes. We do ask that. But we're not checking to see if you have designer tags, what kind of car you drive into the parking lot. The truth is, some people ride their bikes here. And so you'll see bicycles in the parking lot. I think that's pretty cool. One thing that we're growing to understand is that this community, which is full of seekers and saints, it's full of people in so many different places. It's a community where, regardless of who you are, where you've been, what you've done, what your history is, what your experience with church is, this is a community where you are welcome. That's the first thing I want you to know about this church. Trinity is a place to belong. There's room for you here. You may call yourself a follower of Jesus, or you may not be at that point just yet. That's okay. Trinity is a place where you can belong before you believe. You're welcome to bring your questions, your doubts, even your skepticism, because honestly, I don't think that you will ever really believe at any depth, with any sincerity, if your doubts are not addressed and your questions are not answered. And so this is a place where those things are welcome. You come as you are. You come with your questions. You come with your doubts. And you make them known. And we will do our best to give you biblical answers. That is our foundation as a church. Holy Scripture, referred to as the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, we believe it all. If you're here and you're just inquiring about the Christian faith, you can sit here as long as you need to. As long as you need to process this, you're welcome to just sit here until you're ready to make a decision, and we can help you with that too. For some of you, it's not so much about doubts or questions as it is about guilt and shame. You may wonder if it's too late. You may wonder if God really would take you seriously, because you feel like there's just so much in your past, and you wonder if you have to get your life together before you can really belong here. And here's my answer to that question, friends. You need to just come to Jesus as you are. Some people feel like they are so buried in spiritual debt that God is never really going to take them seriously or welcome them. You can go to that next slide, Matt or Mike. Some people feel spiritually like this guy feels financially. He needs to cut that thing up, right? He's so buried in debt that the only way out is to cut that thing up. Here's the spiritual truth. Some people feel like that. They're just so buried in sin, but they don't know how to deal with that. Well, here's the reality. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty of sin. Jesus can cut your spiritual debt up and take it on himself and give you not only eternal life, but forgiveness and his own righteousness. And that's the beauty of what we celebrate here in church. My favorite line in today's video is when the woman says, "If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't want me." And the man appears and says, "If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't be worried." And then he says, "Hope is alive." You see, the church is a place for sinners, not for perfect people. Jesus himself said, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners. If you feel you wouldn't be welcome in church, perhaps you've been judged or criticized by Christians in the past, or you've been made to feel less than welcome because of some mistakes in your life. If that's the case, I want to pause for just a moment and offer an apology. Sometimes the church fails in that way. Sometimes the church looks with a judgmental glance, pointing a finger, when that's really not our job. My sincere intention as a pastor here is not to point a judgmental finger at sinners, but to point sinners to Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty for sin. The Bible says that Christ died for sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. It's not excusing sin. God calls sin for what it is. And there are times when he calls us out. But that's his job, not ours. The Bible says there's no one righteous, not even one. That means me, that means you. And that's why I introduced myself this morning like I did. I'm not okay. Really. The truth is, we all have dirty laundry. None of us is okay. Say it with me. I'm messed up. You're messed up. We're all messed up. Now, there's different ways we can deal with this reality. We can pretend that we're fine. We can choose to numb our guilt and to numb our pain by indulging in sinful behavior. We can hide from God and hide from people. We can reveal our baggage to others, but often they don't understand and we may end up getting hurt. Or we could just be honest with God about who we are, about where we've been. We could confess our sin to him, our shame and our guilt. And the big surprise that many people find is that when they do that God brings healing to their heart. God's not waiting for the repentant sinner with a whip. He's waiting with a cross. Jesus took our pain. Jesus took our shame. Jesus took our sin. And he invites us to come and to give it to him. Trinity is a place where people are going to be real. And we're constantly amazed that Jesus loves us anyhow. When I think of church, this is what comes to my mind. Church should be a place where people look at each other and say, "What are you doing here? They let you in here?" I mean, that should be our expression. Like, they let you in here? And then you should look back at them and say, "And they let you in here? You know, I didn't know God would let you in here." I met a person about 2 months ago. Sometimes I'm glad I'm not from around here. I met a person who talked to me about someone here Trinity. And they wondered, did they really go there to Trinity? I said, yeah, they're here all the time. They're great people. And that person said to me, you should have knew them in high school and college. And I said, well, listen. I said, here's what you need to understand about the church. We worship Jesus, and Jesus changes people's lives. That's not the way they live. They don't live like they did in high school and college anymore. They're completely different people. And it's a wonderful thing. That's the church. That's what happens because of Jesus and this journey that we're on. That's a beautiful thing. I guess God will let anyone in. Amen? Yeah, that's the point. Romans 10 tells us this: everyone who calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. And so we're not asking you to rediscover church because there's something magical about this place or about this building or about us. We're asking you to rediscover church because there's something wonderful about Jesus Christ. Hope is alive because Jesus loves you and he wants to fill your life. He wants to heal your heart. He wants to give meaning and purpose to your days. It's about much more than forgiveness. This journey that we're on is about developing faith, strengthening families, and making friends. I never cease to be amazed at how God brings healing to human hearts, how a relationship with Jesus fills the emptiness and sets our feet on solid ground. Jesus brings our search for meaning and significance in life to an end. And in Christ, we no longer have to operate out of our woundedness. We don't have to live in bondage to addiction or to damaged emotions or fear. God accepts us as we are, and then on this journey, Jesus transforms us. It's not an easy journey, but you'll like where it leads. I can think of one example. Gossip is caused by something that is wrong at the core of our beings. People gossip in order to validate something deep within them, only to see their heart rot away and their friends run away. But Jesus brings a wonderful alternative. Find your validation in me, he says. I died to pay the penalty for your sins. I died to bring you significance. I am the one who loves you. Did you look in your worship program today? What does it say? Do you see a little card there? What does it say? I am the one whom Jesus loves. Bring your heart to Jesus, and it will be alive, and so will your friendships. Healing in Jesus takes place in a moment, and it's also a journey. God can heal your broken heart when you give him the pieces. That's your move. That's a move I can't make for you. We'll be patient with you. We'll help you with questions and doubts, but we can't decide for you. We're not going to rush you, pressure you, or try to manipulate your emotions. We will pray for you. We'll invite you to the cross. The journey begins here. I admit that I'm a sinner and that I need a Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior and that his death on the cross has the power to wipe away my sin and put me in a right relationship with God. I confess my sin to God and my need for him. And I trust in his death on the cross and his resurrection to make me a child of God. I desire to turn from my sins and to repent and to walk with God in Christ toward healing and wholeness and maturity. And then I enjoy the benefits of being a child of God. That's where the journey begins. Some of you are here today, and maybe you're not ready to take that step. You need to think more about this. Maybe you're here for the first time. But some of you have been here for a while. You've been thinking about this, and maybe today is a day when you say, you know, I really want to put my faith in Jesus. I'm ready to make that commitment. And so I would just invite you to bow your heads with me and to pray with me. Heavenly Father, I admit that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I believe that Jesus is that Savior, and that his death has the power to atone for my sin. I confess my sin to him. Jesus, I ask that you would forgive me, that you would bring healing in my heart, peace in my soul, salvation to my life. Make me a child of God. I desire to turn from my sin. I desire, by your grace, to journey with you and to be a follower. Take me as I am. Help me to find fellowship in your church and friends that can support me and I them as we walk together by faith in Christ. Thank you for loving me as I am. Thank you for not holding my sin against me and for making me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you're here today and you prayed with me, I encourage you to share that with someone around you, someone close to you, your family or friend, or share that with me, because we would love to help you to get started on your journey with Christ. Thank you so much.